我哋今日嘅启应经文系喺箴言啊，唔同嘅啊经节，同埋喺提多书。我哋一同啊用启应嘅方式嚟一齐嚟读。
Today scripture reading is from two different books. First from Proverbs, and then from Titus. We'll read this responsibly first in Cantonese and then in English.
我先用中文。敬畏耶和华在乎恨恶邪恶，那骄傲狂妄并恶道，入归庙的口都为我所恨恶。耶和华的名善坚固城，坚固台，以日奔入便得安稳。人不制服自己的心，好像毁坏的城邑没有成行。因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出来。我一同读最后的两节。等候所盼望的福，并等候至底的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。他为我们舍了自己，要赎我们脱离一切罪恶，又洁净我们，得造自己的子民，热心为善。
Read this responsibly. All who fear the Lord will hate evil. Therefore, I hate pride and arrogance, corruption and perverse speech. Those who listen to instruction will prosper. Those who trust the Lord will be joyful. The name of the Lord is a strong fortress. The godly run to him and are saved. The rich think of their wealth as a strong defense. They imagine it to be a high wall of safety.A person without self-control is like a city with broken down walls. For the grace of God has been revealed, bringing salvation to all people.
And we are instructed to turn from God's living and sacrifices. We should live in the Lord which is in devotion to God.
Let's read the last verse together.While we look forward with hope to that wonderful day when the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ will be revealed. He gave His life to free us from every kind of sin, to cleanse us and to make us His very own people, totally committed to doing good deeds.
这个时候小朋友开下面来到有主日的崇拜。
The children may now be dismissed for children worship.
今日多谢程牧师在我们中间讲神的道，他今天的题目就是智慧活出自制。
Reverend Wilson Chang will preach this morning and his message is Wisdom lived out self-control.
最近我们在圣经里
面看见智慧这个问题。
And we've already learned that you have to have certain qualities about you to live a wise life.
是要在你的里面有些东西令你可以过到一个有智慧的生命。
Wisdom is living a biblically informed life.
是过紧一个智慧帮助你去过紧一个形式的生活。
It's remembering God's instructions before we proceed to go out into our everyday activities.
在你每日出去要做你每一样嘢之前，俾到你一个嘅指示一个提示，应该点样样去做。
Wisdom is thinking before you act.
智慧就话系你。做之前你去想过。
The wise person considers the consequences of his or her actions.
就是说一个有智慧的人会先去想到去做每一件事的后果，然后去先去做。
And as Proverbs 5:6 tells us, in contrast, the fool gives no thought to the way of life.
而相对在第五章第六节说到一个愚钝的人，他们未想过就会去做了。
You see, wisdom is remembering what the Lord hates and choosing to hate those things that the Lord hates.
一个有智慧的人去先想起，究竟这个神不喜悦些什么事，于是他们不去这样做。
And we see that in, if you don't mind, Faith, if you could go back to verse 13, chapter 8. Getting that right? Yeah, 8:13 was the first verse, right? All who fear the Lord, we learned that last time, will hate evil. Therefore, I hate pride and arrogance, corruption and perverse speech.
咁喺诗篇，喺呢个箴言嘅第八章第十三节，第十三节，佢咁样话，佢话敬畏耶和华在乎恨恶邪恶，那骄傲狂妄并恶道以及乖谬的口都为我所恨恶。
You see, if we have wisdom, we're learning. We're learning from our mistakes. We're learning from the lessons of the past.
如果我一个有智慧的人的时候，我哋会从我哋嘅错处、我哋失败嘅地方去学到呢个功课。
That learning includes, according to the Bible, meditating on good instruction that we've received.
咁亦都会讲到就话喺一啲好嘅事上边，你去思想。
You see that in verse six, chapter 16, verse 20. You see that next verse there? It says, those who listen to instruction will prosper. Those who trust the Lord will be joyful.
咁喺呢个箴言第26章20节，佢话谨守训言的必得好处，倚靠耶和华的便为有福。
See, if you and I are truly wise, we'll be suspicious of our own abilities to justify our plans and our desires.
如果是一个有智慧的人，他就会很清楚去小心，看看有几多信得过自己的智慧去做自己觉得要做的事，或者计划要做的事。
You don't have to look far to look and see how the arrogant and the pride live. They act what? Rashly.
我哋唔需要睇好远，我哋睇到周围嗰啲骄傲狂妄嘅人，佢哋点样去赶住嘅，去做佢哋要做嘅嘢。Right,
the arrogant, the pride, they persuade us that whatever they instinctively want, that's what they do.
佢哋嗰啲有狂妄智慧嘅人，佢觉得自己做嘅嘢系好好嘅。In
contrast, the thoughtfulness of wisdom realizes that our foolishness and ability to deceive ourselves runs deep, deep, deep inside us.
相反来讲，那些是有真的去思虑过的人，每样东西看得很小心，然后才去做。
Wisdom seeks out counsel and submits to that wise advice.
我们有智慧聪明的人，会对于那些好的提议，会去听从。
The wise, thoughtful person loves to have wise people tell him or her what to do.
那些人，他们会喜欢有智慧的人跟他一起。
And the wise, thoughtful person loves to have God tell him or her how to live.
同样，他们会喜悦神教他们怎样过他们的生活。
Wisdom literature in the Bible is very valuable for us, very helpful.
在圣经里面，这样去教导我们很有价值。
Because Proverbs shows us, which is part of the wisdom literature in the Bible, Proverbs shows us how to become the kind of person who can make right decisions.
他告诉我们，怎样可以去做一个正确的决定。
You know, we live in a country, America, where we're very technique-driven. We're technique-driven people.
我们今天住在一个社会，很讲究这个技术，这个技能。
And because of that,
因为这样的缘故,
it frustrates us when we read Proverbs, because Proverbs doesn't talk nearly so much about how to make right decisions.
因为圣这个嘅箴言睇嘅时候，可能令到我哋好唔开心，因为佢冇教我哋点样样去做一个好嘅决定。
If you peruse through Proverbs, you'll know that it's more about what? Becoming a wise person who does make good and right decisions.
因为箴言里边话咗俾我哋听，点样做一个有智慧嘅人去做一个啱嘅决定。
And so this morning we come to a collection of passages in Proverbs and also in Titus 2 that talk about something we desperately need, self-control.
咁我哋今日会睇过好多篇喺箴言里边嘅片段，再加埋呢个嘅提多书，去讲到一个关于智慧嘅问题，就系点样有呢个自我控制。
And the key verse is, Faith, if you don't mind to turn to Proverbs 25:28. That's the key verse here.
喺箴言嘅廿五章廿五节嗰度咁样讲。
Like a city whose walls are broken down is a man who lacks self-control.
佢话人不制服自己的心，就好像毁坏的城邑，没有长援。
You see, in biblical times, a city without walls was unthinkable.
喺圣经嘅时代，一个冇城墙嘅城市系不可思议嘅。
Why?
点解咧？
Because it would be the height of foolishness because it invited destruction.
因为当你冇城墙嘅时候，你即系话邀请人哋嚟攻击你嘅城市。
Because any band of robbers or neighboring enemy nations could just walk right in and take the city over.
因为任何嘅呢个嘅侵略者，呢个强盗都可以走入嚟呢个城市。
That was a recipe for suffering.
咁呢个系一个嘅痛苦嘅开始。
And therefore, the cities in biblical times built these huge walls surrounding the city to protect the city.
咁所以点解喺古代好多嘅城市都系有高大嘅呢个墙垣？
And only strong walls would enable people to sleep peacefully at night.
当你有一个咁好嘅高墙嘅时候，令到啲人可以夜晚可以安枕。
And similarly,
同样
undisciplined addicts.
一个冇呢个嘅自我控制嘅一个嘅道德嘅心
are like defenseless cities without walls.
佢话就好似一个毁坏嘅城门，亦城邑一样。
Because marauders, enemies that destroy, go in and out of your life.
当你咁样做嘅时候，即系话嗰啲会去伤害你嘅心嘅人，随时随地都可以进入、入侵到你嘅心入边。
And that's why the only wise alternative is Proverbs 18:10. Faith, if you don't mind, if you could hit 18:10 for me.
咁我哋睇下呢个嘅箴言嘅第十八章第十节。
You see it right there. The name of the Lord is a strong fortress. The godly run to him and are safe.
喺里边咁讲，佢话耶和华的名是坚固台，二人奔入便得安稳。
And so you might be wondering, why do I need to run to the Lord God? You know, to get behind his strong walls. I'm okay. I can protect myself. Why do I got to run behind the strong walls of the name of God?
咁你去睇咗呢件经文之后，有啲人可能会话：我点解要走入神嘅入边呢？我需要点解需要佢嘅保护呢？
Well, let's consider that together with a few examples. A glass of wine is a wonderful thing.
饮一杯嘅酒系一件好嘅事。
But if it becomes the main way you deal with life, the desires for it makes things disproportional.
咁但系你谂下就话，如果佢好想用呢一杯酒嚟去解决好多嘅问题，而你对呢个酒嘅需要系嘅嗰个欲望系好大嘅时候，咁就成为咗问题啦。
Because that good glass of wine could have gotten out of control.
因为饮一杯 本来好好嘅酒可能变成一样你控制唔到嘅一个嘅欲求。
And lead to several bottles of wine.
咁可能变成咗几樽嘅酒出嚟。
And it squeezes out then the other things that are important in life, and your life crumbles.
咁而将你生命其他重要嘅嘢去攞走咗嘅时候，你嘅生命就会崩溃。
You see, if your desire for anything gets out of control, gets disproportionate.What happens? It squeezes out the other important things of life, and your life falls apart.
咁即係話，如果你對於一啲嘅嘢嘅需求、你嘅渴求，去大到一個地步，將其他嘅事去頂走嘅時候，你嘅生命亦都會去失敗。
And that's why Proverbs 18:10 spells it out for us: A man or woman without self-control is like a city, biblical times, without walls.Protection.
咁所以点解喺呢个嘅箴言第十八章第十节里边就话啲人冇咗佢嘅时候，就好似冇咗一个嘅城邑嘅墙一样。
Do you see the analogy? You're defenseless then against the chaos that is inevitably going to come in and destroy your life.
咁即系话，当你个心冇咗呢个嘅城墙去保护嘅时候，你嘅人生亦都会去败坏。
Now you and I can try to get self-control from the world.
咁我哋可能从呢个世界里边揾到一啲自我控制嘅方法。
But if you've ever known an addict, or if you are an addict, and by the way, I would say that most of us are addicts in some way, you'll realize the battle's too fierce, that it's going to strangle you in its tight grip.
咁你睇到就好多時候，我哋對一啲嘅事情可能咧，我哋會係好有一個一不斷又一不斷嘅有呢個嘅需要。咁呢個需要最終好似咧喺你嘅心裏邊咧，你嘅人生裏邊咧綁住你一樣。
And I'll try to show you later on that the world's wisdom is not enough. You need the Lord's strength. You need His protection to fight your addictions.
咁你就會睇到一樣嘢，就話你淨係靠你自己係唔夠，你要靠神俾呢個力量你去戰勝你對某一啲事情嘅不斷嘅要求，甚至係上癮。
For your addictions enslave you。
因為好多時候一啲我哋上咗癮嘅事係不斷又不斷嘅控制咗我哋。
Now I mentioned a addiction like alcohol, which is a very common addiction and a well-known one.
酗酒是一个很多时候很多人共有的一个的问题。
But let me explain to you some of the other lesser known addictions or quote unquote lesser addictions.
或者那些所谓没那么多人很多时候会上瘾的事。
Suppose,
假设
your tongue is out of control.
假设很多时候你讲嘢讲到呢变成了搬弄是非。
And you're noted to lash out.Vent your anger at those around you.
或者对于你周围的人，突然之间你会发怒，你会去发脾气。
Obviously, you'll ruin your relationships.
咁你就会将你同人之间的关系去破碎咗。
What's important in your life is disproportional.
你睇到就话你嘅人生唔再系一个嘅平衡。
You see, on the one hand.Is it your loved ones or those significant people in your life? Aren't they more important than your venting of your anger?
会不会其实是你这些在你身边的人紧要过你要将你自己的情绪去发泄出来呢?
Or the fact that you put your foot in your mouth constantly and you annoy people?
或者另一樣嘢就話你成日你做一啲嘅嘢，你講一啲嘢，係令到你身邊嘅人覺得係好厭煩嘅咧。
You see the disproportion? It will ruin your relationships.
你睇唔睇到就係當你一啲生命上面唔平衡嘅時候，就會去將你嘅人生去破壞咗。
Because an out of control temper,
一个你控制唔到嘅一个嘅脾气
，an out of control tongue,
一个你控制唔到嘅舌头
，leads to out of control relationships,
令到你同人之间嘅关系亦都唔再喺你嘅控制以内。
It brings chaos, brokenness into your life.
只是你的人生带来了这个的破碎、啊、摧毁了你和人的关系。
And eventually your whole life crumbles.
也都最后你的全个的人生、啊、也都是被摧毁。
Let me switch back to more conventional, out of control things. How about your, when someone satisfies their sexual urges at the expense of real relationships?
或者另一个好多时候会发生的就是说，啲人是要在这个性嗰方面，在从一个普通的关系以外得到这个性的满足。
Your conscience, your marriage, many aspects of your life,would then be out of control.
咁你嘅良心、你嘅婚姻同人嘅关系，亦都唔再喺你嘅控制以内。
Faith hits slide one. Do you see what happens when the desires of your life aren't properly ordered?
当你嘅人生每一样嘅渴求都系平衡到嘅时候。
You're desiring things that aren't as important as the real important things in your life.
咁你一啲嘅其他嘅渴求就唔会影响到你嘅人生嘅运作。
And the biblical analogy is you're like your city. You're like a city without walls, without protection.
再去谂翻头先嗰一个例子就话，你嘅人生、你嘅心系咪一个冇城墙嘅一个城市咧
？Because you're defenseless.Against the chaos that will eventually come into your life.
因为如果是这样的时候，你的人生随时随地会是在混乱之中，因为你被任何的东西都入侵到你的心里面。
That's why biblical wisdom says you desperately need self-control from the Lord.
所以为什么圣经里面说你很需要神去帮助你，给你有这个自我控制。
You know what, how the world tries to help you with self-control. This is what they say to combat addiction. Just distance yourself. Just distract yourself from it.
这个世界怎么教你去面对这个、啊、可以去有这个的自我控制呢？一个很简单的方法就是说，你跟那样东西去保持距离、啊、或者你将你的注目、啊、你的专心放在其他的上面，你不去想它。
There was a long time ago,
很多年前
I preached too long. I got to dig out some illustrations. I got to get some new illustrations, but sometimes I got to dig in a fileThat because I can't think and can't get one, but there was a study long time ago, New York Times, on children and self-control.
咁好多年前喺呢个《纽约时报》里边有一篇嘅新闻讲到儿童同埋自我控制嘅问题。
And, they took school-age kids, like tortured them, they put all the goodies before them and say, "Don't touch them." Don't eat them. they put donuts in front of them or cake, candy, and they kind of torture them and say, don't touch it. Have some control. Don't touch it.
咁佢做一个实验，好简单吓，将好多嘅糖啊、饼啊、冬栗啊，摆喺啲细路仔嘅面前，但系再三提佢，你唔好掂，唔好摸，唔好食。
I think they use marshmallows.
同埋加埋呢个啊，仲有呢个棉花糖。
They should have used s'mores, stuff like that, with chocolate or anyway, they use marshmallows. And so they said, children, to combat your urge to eat those marshmallows.I want you to think that marshmallow is a piece of wood.
咁佢教佢一个方法就话啊喺佢面前摆咗好多嘅棉花糖，啊嗱你唔好食唔好掂啊，啊你要谂下，你唔好当佢棉花糖，你当要佢哋系一嚿木。
Or if you like, maybe invent a song, the Marshmallow Man or whatever.
或者佢谂一首关于棉花糖嘅歌。
You see, instead of staring down the cookie or the marshmallow, boys and girls, we're going to transform you, distract you, distance you from wanting the marshmallow.
咁就话就好简单，就话你尽量唔去谂吓，尽量咧同呢啲棉花糖吓喺你心里边咧同佢保持距离，咁样就。
Do you see the premise behind that worldly advice?
你睇唔睇到呢？喺呢个世界嘅方法嘅出发点喺边一度咧
？Right, the premise is obvious, right? If you change the way you think about something, the impact to want it will wane.
咁佢就話，如果你去改變呢樣嘢，對呢樣嘢嘅睇法嘅時候，你對呢樣嘢嘅需求就會好少啦。
And a quote unquote technical term, according to the mental health experts, are that's called distraction distancing.
就一個咧，將你自己從呢件事去分心，去保持距離。
Now that might be a good place to start, but the Bible says it's not enough.It just won't work. It's not enough.
可能是一个很好第一步的方法，圣经很清楚告诉我们这样做是不足够的。
Yes, you need to turn your eyes and attention away and towards something else.
他说是啊，你要将你的注目从这件事上面转移去其他事的上面。
And that can help.
咁样可能会是第一步的开始。
But turn not to a mere diversion.But to the source of true change.
咁但最紧要就系要将你嘅注目翻到去呢一切改变事物嘅源头嗰度。
The source of real power, which of course is not found in you, but in God.
个源头唔喺人嘅上边，而喺神嘅里边。
And in God, you can lawfully indulge in lawful things.
咁唯有喺神嘅里边，至去揾到嗰个啱正确嘅源头。
Okay, slide two.In other words, the key to self-control is not inward, but upward. Gazing upon the Lord. Relying on the name of the Lord, God.
他说那个的重要这个自我控制的重点不在人的里面，而是当你去向上望，去神的圣经那里望的时候，去找回那个答案。
So let me show you why diversion falls short. A psychologist...It's a true story, by the way. Psychologist told her female client to devote her time and energy into a career.
咁一个嘅心理学家会同一个嘅女性讲，将你嘅将你嘅人生专注喺你嘅事业嘅上边。
And the psychologist was instructing the client, this woman, instructing her to do this because she was trapped in a troubled past relationship.
咁因为呢个女性喺一个嘅一个嘅关系上面遇到咗困难。
And it was bothering this young woman to the extreme that she had to go seek professional help.
咁佢都要到一个地步，佢觉得佢要搵呢个专业人士去一个嘅心理专家去帮佢。
But you see, that doesn't work because diversion to another thing in this world, which that other thing might be a good thing,Ultimately, might enslave her too.
咁因为当你只系将一啲将佢嘅注目、将佢分心转住喺另一件事嘅上面，但系呢一件新嘅事物，最终可能亦都变成奴役佢嘅一个问题。
And that young woman thought about that.
嗰个女人谂咗一阵
，and said, I know a lot of workaholics.
佢话，但我见到好多人都系沉醉喺佢工作里边。
That they devote their life and most of their energy to work.
佢话好多人都系只系全心全意去做佢哋嘅工。
And their relationships aren't much better than mine.
但佢哋嘅同人嘅关系，佢哋嘅人际关系都唔系好得过几多啊。
See, the reason why you need to embrace the Lord God is God made us for worship. To worship Him. That's part of our DNA. Worship.
人被造的时候，神造我们其中一个目的就是要去敬拜祂。
Worship is who we are. We are made to worship.
我们是被造去敬拜神。
When we worship any other thing other than the true and living God, you won't.Be satisfied.
当人去敬拜其他嘢嘅时候，人最终得唔到一个应该有嘅满足。
And that's ultimately what addiction is about. You're never satisfied.
就系话去到尾，当人去对某一啲事情上瘾嘅时候，但去到一个地步，你呢啲事始终唔可以满足到你。
Because a created thing, though might be good, will let you down.
因为这些东西最终都是会令到你失望。
You probably heard the motto, moderation in all things.
可能你聽過就好多人話點樣樣去做一個嘅例子去俾人哋去睇.
Self-control is much more than that.
咁但係呢個或者有啲人話點樣樣去慢慢減低佢，咁其實呢我self呢個自我控制都係咁.
Again, there's some wisdom in moderation in all things, but moderation can be perceived as a kind of stoicism, you know, rising above your passions.
很多時候有些人覺得我將這件事慢慢去減低，那就夠了。
The problem with that is the Bible, Scripture, commands you to be passionate.
但問題就是你最終對那件事情的愛好、癖好始終都是沒有拿走到。
If you read your Bible, you'll notice God is very compassionate towards us. Very, very compassionate about his people.
如果你看聖經的時候，你看到神對他的子民都是非常之愛。
And if you read your Bible closely, our relationship to God in Jesus Christ should characterize that emotional intensity that of God's love for us.
但你如果看聖經的時候，他講到就是說他對我們的愛是一個非常之深層的一個愛。
That means you ought to hate your sin. You ought to have tears about your sin.
即是说当你去看到你自己的罪的时候，你是应该去流泪，是相同的。
Our love for others should be such that we're moved by pleasure and by pain.
我们去给这个我们一些痛楚的事或者其他的事，是会打动我们的心。
Scripture does not oppose strong desire. That's very obvious in the Bible.
但圣经没有讲到对一些任何事的一个强烈的渴求。
It approves of it. It commands you to be passionate about the things of the Lord.
他只是说叫你去对在主里面的事，你有这个强烈的爱在里面。
But there lies the problem. The problem is in the purpose of the passion.
但是说你这个爱好的目的是哪里呢?
Do you and I, do our passions express a heart that seeks to glorify and honor Christ? Do we intensely desire the things of Christ?
这些爱好是否会令到你更加去渴慕神呢?
Or do we express our own desires to serve ourselves, to glorify ourselves?
亦或换句来讲，这些事情只是满足你个人的喜好呢?
Right? You don't have to be Christian for long to know this. Quite a tension there. Quite a battle.
如果你是一个初信的人，你会看到这两样东西之间在你内心会有一个怎样的挣扎。
And it's like that part of the repentance of addiction should include repentance for not being passionate about the Lord.
其实当我们去向神去认罪的时候，很多时候也都会为到我们爱慕什么的事，我们去认罪。
He demands Christians to be passionate about his things, his way of living.
神要求他的子民对于一个属灵的生活，一个爱慕神这一样嘢上边，是真系完全嘅，系倾倒你嘅爱。
I hope you see the difference. Genuine self-control is not the same as relying on yourself.
这个真正的自我控制和靠自己是不同。
Biblical self-control is not the same as working up the willpower to control things in your life.
圣经里面所讲的自我控制和你自己怎样一步一步去解决这些问题是不同。
Self-control in the Bible is a gift of the Holy Spirit.
是一个圣灵所给你的一份礼物。
Slide 5, please. It's one of the fruit of the Spirit. In Galatians 5, 20-20, it's on that list.
在这个加拉太书第5章22-23节里面，也都讲到是一个属灵果子的一个特质。
It can't be any clearer, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives, talking about believers, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and what? Self-control.
在这个属灵果子里面那段经文加拉太书第五章二二三节里面这样说，他说圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔和最后的节制。
It's a side effect of the fear of the Lord.
就是这个当你去敬畏神之后会发生的事。
Self-effort apart from depending on the Lord Jesus remains a self-focused pursuit.
当你的靠自己的自我的控制而不是去靠神的时候，依然只是一个是你自己为中心的一个的方法。
Now we could argue that a self-centered person who's sober is better than a self-centered person who's drunk.
咁啊，当然啦吓，一个自我为中心嘅人啊，佢去戒咗酒，好过一个自我为中心嘅人吓戒唔到酒。
And in a certain sense, that would be true.
可能系好啲嘅。
Because some addictions, as you and I know, living in a community, right, a city like this, some addictions have dreadful social consequences, right?
因为一啲嘅上瘾嘅事喺呢个社会上边吓，会造成咗吓一啲社会上边嘅问题。
Abstinence, sobriety, at least keep a person's reckless indulgence from hurting, killing somebody else, right?
当你唔去做呢啲事吓，当你去啊戒酒清醒嘅，最得限度吓，去令到你唔会去伤害到其他人，亦都唔禁止咗你嘅自我放纵。
However,
但系。
There's a sense in which the person is no better off, or even worse off.
咁但其实呢个人佢认真嚟睇系好咗啊，亦或系差咗咧
？Faith in Christ matters.
喺基督里边嘅信心系好重要。
Jesus is Lord of all, including your life.
神系万物之主，亦都系你人生嘅主人。
We aren't qualified to be the Lord of our life.
我哋唔可以自己啊取代咗神嘅位置，做你人生嘅主人。
And people bring more disorder into their already disordered internal lives when they reject the Lord God.
当你去啊拒绝咗神嘅时候，就有这个问题了。
Scripture in Matthew 12:43-45 suggests that any evil that might have been chased out will be followed by even more evil to take its place.
在这个的 马太福音第十二章43-45节里面，他讲到就说，就算你是将一些的邪灵去赶走了去的时候，除非你有神里面更加多的邪灵会去跟住你嚟。
In other words, scripture indicates that we're not ultimately our own masters.
即话我哋最唔系自己，唔系自己最终嘅主人。
If we try to drive out one master,
我哋想将一个主人赶走咗去嘅时候
，other masters rush in to take its place.
其他嘅主人亦会冲入嚟想控制你嘅生命。
I give you some obvious examples. Suppose you want to lose weight, you're addicted to food.
假设你好中意食嘢，想去减肥。
Well, if you replace with exercise, you can also be addicted to exercise too.
咁但系话啊，如果你用呢个做运动嘅方法，系有啲人咧吓做运动咧做到发大狂一样。
Many people have tried to replace a slavish devotion to work. I mean, replace their adulterous tendencies to with a slavish devotion to work.
有啲人为咗佢自己唔会去啊有呢个嘅婚外情吓，将自己啊全盘贯注嘅吓喺自己翻工嗰度，但变成咗工作嘅奴隶。
Both can lead to destruction, right?
I'm sorry.
Both can lead to destruction.
两样嘢最终会造成你自己嘅破坏。
Alcohol Anonymous, the experts at trying to help addicted people, right? They observe the dry drunk.Is an illustration of people who have reformed themselves, in a sense, when they're sober.
喺嗰啲啊戒酒會嘅人，佢發現一樣嘢嚇，就係話嗰啲係真係啊，嗰啲係改變咗嘅人，係至真係會係真正戒到酒。
But they acknowledge that the demons that drove them to drink continue to be their masters.
但是他们亦都要承认一件事，就是说虽然你戒了酒，但是想喝酒这件事始终是会跟着他们。
You see, the only master that's not harsh, that's not enslaving, is Jesus. Follow Jesus.
他说唯一的一个不是一个残忍的主人，就是你跟随主耶稣。
Even though we're servants of Christ, the actual experience of his servitude is joyful, is blessed, according to Scripture.
根据圣经所讲，就话你跟随耶稣基督嘅仆人，而系一个真正有喜乐嘅人。
It's not an enslaving thing. It sets you free from the bondages of sin.
系喺你从呢个罪嘅呢个嘅控制之下，系得到释放。
Okay, so we looked at some examples. We've seen, you know, the classic examples: drinking, drugs, gambling. We looked at rage and anger. There's, of course, there's physical abuse, battering. There's all sorts of sexual addictions. Eating too much, not eating too much, right? It's a stream. Never an extreme of addictions in life.
我睇到咗话呢所有嗰啲令到人哋上瘾嘅事吓，无论系呢个嘅饮酒啦、吸毒啦、赌博啦，亦都我哋讲到就系话有啲人会无端端去发脾气啦，或者系用呢个暴力去解决方法啦，亦都或者系喺性嗰度揾到满足，或者系有啲人去过肥或者过瘦吓，呢啲所有嘅嘢都好似咧系。
不斷咁樣嚟緊。And then there's some more subtle ones。咁亦都有一啲冇咁出名、冇咁。For some of us, your time is out of control.
或者有啲人佢嘅時間係永遠係控制唔到。Right?
Again, what does out of control mean? Disproportionate.
就話你將你嘅時間分配有一個好大嘅問題。Something
is squeezing out the more important things that you think is important, but it isn't.
有啲可能你覺得好緊要嘅事，但其實根本係一啲都唔緊要。
You know, when your time's out of control, you're always overcommitted.
有一樣嘢就話，可能你答應要做咗好多嘅嘢。You
almost never follow through on your commitments.
你要做嘅嘢，你冇一樣嘢其實最終去做得好。And
you know the results of that. You let people down.
咁去到尾令到人哋咧好失望。It's
hurting your relationships. It's hurting your career.
對你嘅人際關係、對你嘅職業、你嘅事業都係有呢個損失。Some
of you have your attention span out of control.
有啲人可能或者佢嘅注意力好難去控制到自己。
You can't hold on your attention to things.
可能你一樣嘢你唔可以專心好耐嘅時間。
You can't stick with the hard things over a long period of time. You can't persevere.
你可能喺一段好長時間裏面去做嘢，你捱唔到去尾。
You can't complete a job.
做唔完一件嘅事情。
And then for others of us, our thoughts are out of control.
或者亦都係其他嘅嘢冇呢個嘅控制。
Because you can't just say stop to your anxious and fearful thoughts.
有啲人對於好容易好緊張，唔能夠叫自己唔好咁緊張。You
can't just say no to your jealous thoughts.
或者有啲人好容易去妒忌人，佢唔可以同自己講唔可以去妒忌。And
for some of us, even our spirit is out of control.
或者我哋嘅精神都係有呢個問題。Because
you know, you make impulsive decisions, and afterwards say, "Why did I ever do that?"
有啲人可能去做決定嘅時候，係剎那間要做一個決定，但係事後你就話啊，點解我會咁樣做一個咁嘅決定呢？
You know what I'm leading to, right? Just about everybody, everyone struggles in some aspect of life.
佢睇到就話，其實每一個人喺頭先所講嘅每一件事上，或多或少都有呢個掙扎。
Because everyone runs to their ultimate security in life.
因为每个人都中都中意去走向一个佢觉得好安全嘅避难所里边去求呢个嘅帮助。
If you don't mind to go back to Proverbs 18:11. 18:11 is important to understand 18:10.
喺呢个箴言嘅18:11里边，佢咁讲：
The wealthy think their wealth is the ultimate, unscalable wall. They imagine or think their wealth is impenetrable.
他说，富足人的财物是他的坚城，在他心上有如高墙。
You see what that verse is saying? Everyone has a place of ultimate security.
每一个人在他心目中都有些东西他拿着作为他的一个安全的保障。
It's something you and I as human beings look to.
一些东西是你经常会去望着他觉得这件事对你自己很重要的。
And we say to ourselves consciously or subconsciously, if I have that, then my life is okay.
你会自觉或者不自觉跟你自己说，我有了他，那我就很满足了。Then, 于是,
I'll be safe.
那我就很安全了。Then, 这样呢?
Everything will be alright.
样样东西都会好好了。It
can't be. It doesn't happen like that, right?
但问题事实上不是这样。
Because that thing you're trusting in, if it's not God, ultimately won't keep you safe.
因为你信这件事不是神, 最终不会带来任何的好的结果。
Because nothing in the created order can give you that.
因为不是在这个创造的里面的，你根本不会给到你一个好结果。
And so what does it have to do with addiction and self-control?
这些东西跟我一直所说的你上瘾或者你没有自我控制有什么关系呢?
Well, because most self-control problems don't have physical aspect.
其实很多时候自我控制的问题不是说你有一样东西去实实在在你令到你上瘾的。
Right. The obvious ones, alcohol, drugs do, right? They have a physiological aspect, and you need help from a physiological standpoint too, right?
例如这个饮酒或者吸毒是真的有一个物体，一个物质在这里令到你对这件事上瘾。
But the spiritual aspect encompasses all addictions.
但最重要的就是说，在你的属灵上面，你是对什么东西上瘾呢？
And that's why you need to realize that anything besides God that you look to as your ultimate security creates addictive patterns in your life.
你要明白的一件事就是说，其实你是除了神以外，你去看其他东西作为你安全的保障，这个只是令到你人生会有上瘾的问题。
Because addiction begins when you use something we believe will relieve our distress.
是当你觉得你上瘾，是说你用一些其他的事物去解决，或者去释放你自己的问题。
But then eventually the addiction creates its own distress.
但最后这些令到你上瘾的事，只是造成了你人生的问题。
And there's a spiraling down effect.
然后慢慢一步一步的造成这个严重的问题。
When we desperately try to relieve the pain with something that causes the pain.
然后我们会去找一些方法去减轻你的痛苦。
Is that slide 6? Okay. The definition of self-control is the ability to recognize and choose the important things over the urgent things.
这个真的什么叫做自我控制呢? 自我控制就是说你有这个能力去看到，也可以选择哪一样才是你最重要的事。
And you're going to have to do that at any given moment in your life.
是无论在你人生哪一个时刻都好。
And you can do that because within yourself, your desires are properly ordered.
就是当你在你的内心，你的渴求里面，是真真正正，所有的位置，是做对的。
Because you know the most important things are desired the most, and the less important things are desired less.
你要清楚哪一样东西是你应该是你最渴求，哪一样东西是你最不需要渴求的。
And only the grace of God, according to Titus 2, takes self-control out of the realm of your hopelessness in relying on yourself.
而在这个提多书的第二章里面，就很清楚地告诉我们。
Because in Jesus Christ, we have great confidence that we can be transformed.
因为在耶稣基督的里面，我们会得到这个改变。
Because it's God who's involved. It's God who does a great work. Yet Paul, in Titus 2, gives us even more. He precedes his exhortation of just saying no with a reminder in verse 12, right? A reminder of what? The grace of God given to us.
1章12里面去教训我们去除去这个不敬虔的心，因为神救众人的恩典已经显明了出来。
Faith, if you don't mind, Titus 2, 11 to 14. Just one more, thanks. See, for the grace of God has been revealed, bringing salvation to all people. Right? That precedes the just say no, right? Verse 12. And we are instructed to turn from godless living and sinful pleasures. We should live in this evil world with wisdom, righteousness, and devotion. See, the grace precedes the doing, the saying no.
在提多书十一十二章里面咁话，因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出来，教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义敬虔度日。
And verse 13, please look what Paul puts after, right after the just say no verse.
在保罗叫咗我哋唔去咁做之后，十三十四节又讲咩咧？
He asks you.
佢叫你。
To contemplate the grace that is to come.
他说到去等候盼望的福，并等候至大的神。
You see, that grace to come is the Lord coming back for you.
就是说神这个恩典，就是神会是再次的来到。
That no matter how out of control you are, He's not going to let you go.
他说无论你今天觉得你人生怎样完全出了轨，他说神是不会放弃你。
Yes, God doesn't twist your arm and say you got to follow me.
神不是说屈着你的手逼你要去跟随他。
But he showers you with his grace, enabling you to follow him.
但他将这个恩典去降临你身上，让你去跟随他。
That's why self-control is one of the fruit of the Spirit of God.
所以为什么这个自我控制是属灵果子的一个特质。
My time's up. Let me end with this.
让我这样去结束。
People ran into the city, right, in the biblical times for security, because there were walls there.
古代的时候，啲人去住喺呢个城市，因为城市里边有高墙去保护佢哋。
But what did they do to Jesus? They ran him out of the city. He was crucified outside the city walls. They ran him out of the city. They ran him out.
咁但喺耶稣嘅时候，啲人将佢喺城里边去赶出嚟，喺呢个嘅高山上边去钉死佢。
Do you know what they did outside the city walls?
喺呢个城门之外，佢做咗样咩嘢咧？
That's where the dung heap was.
就系嗰啲嘅
The refuge, the garbage, was outside the city walls. That's where they crucified people.
在那些地方，有很多的垃圾，有很多的奴区，在那里他们去钉死神。
And Jesus was innocent.
神是无知无罪。
He didn't deserve execution on a cursed criminal's cross.
他不应该被人用一个罪犯的方法将他去钉死。
But Jesus lost even more there, right? Lost intimate fellowship with God the Father. Utterly forsaken by all.
是被离开了众人,
hoisted up on a cursed cross.
他被众人去遗弃，亦都在十字架上钉死。
You know, he was radically vulnerable there.
他是完全的无助。
Making himself vulnerable so that you could have the ultimate security, running
to God the Father.
Wouldn't you say that took endurance and self-control to do what Jesus did?
當你今天去看這個自我控制，有這個毅力捱下去的時候，你會不會想起耶穌基督呢?
Remember, the Bible teaches God incarnate. That means he became like us. So that means the temptation is like us. You know, when he's tempted, it's like us, human beings.
當我們說他道成肉身的時候，他變成我們一樣，亦都會去面對我們會面對的引誘試探。
Do you realize the greatest act of self-control in history?
你看不看到其實在歷史上最大的這個自我控制是什麼呢?
Was Jesus Christ knowing
耶穌基督知道
the cross is coming
個十字架來緊
I have a chance to leave
我有一個選擇去生存下去
But I won't
但我不會
Remember the garden?
記不記得在哈西馬裡面?
Garden of Gethsemane? Everything's dark, right? The guards weren't there yet. Disciples sleeping.
在這個客西馬尼園裏面的時候，一片都是漆黑，而這個門徒祈禱，祈禱睡著了覺。Jesus
praying, sweats of blood.
在耶穌基督在祈禱，帶著血汗。Tremendous
self-control. He stays with the plan. He stays the course.
在這一刻裏面，他選擇有這個自我控制，跟隨了原本的計劃。
How about the beatings?
被人去鞭打的時候,
the Roman soldiers beating him. He stays the course. Self-control. He keeps the plan. God's plan. Keeps it faithfully.
在這個鞭打的過程裏面，他依然去被受這個鞭打。
He says, at various times, I could call down legions of angels. No, he stays the course. Self-control. He keeps the plan.
他依然有這個自我控制，跟隨原本的計劃。
So where did he get that self-control from?
耶穌在哪裏拿到這個自我控制呢?
What enabled Jesus to endure the cross. Slide 7, the answer is right in the Bible. Hebrews 12:2, for the joy set before him. What's the joy set before him? What do you give somebody who has everything? What didn't Jesus have prior to the cross? What didn't he have?
在耶穌被釘上十字架之前，有哪一樣嘢，哪一個喜樂，他是沒有的呢?
He didn't have you.
他沒有了你,
the believer.
他沒有了你這些跟隨他的信徒,
for the joy. You're the joy.
因為他是神的,你是神的喜樂。
Father, may your gospel do its great work, soften our hearts.
主啊，求你嘅灵喺我哋身上边去软化我哋嘅心。
Help us, Lord, to digest more of your gospel.
让我哋更加去明白你嘅圣经。
May it help us to be followers of the Christ.
让我哋都去真正跟随基督嘅人。
Thank you, Father, for Jesus and for having us his joy, giving him the self-control to stay on the cross.
感謝你，因為你給耶穌基督有這個自我的控制，在十字架上去完成他要做的事。
He stays there so that we can have the ultimate security, knowing the Father.
好使我們今天有這個最終的安全感，就是認識天父。
Where we will be safe for eternity.
我們在永恆裏面是得救。
Oh Lord, I pray.
主啊，我們這樣的祈禱。
That your word and your spirit will be powerful and work mightily today in our hearts.
是好使你的靈在我們的 内心里边做到呢个大能同埋大事。
Help us, Father, once again, to get in the way of your grace and to preach the gospel to ourselves.
去向我哋自己去宣讲你嘅福音。
So that
好使我哋
we can go out and share our faith with others.
去与其他人去分享我哋嘅信。
Thank you, Father, for the grace of Jesus Christ.
为到耶稣基督恩典感谢你。
In Jesus' name, we ask that. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督名求。